Blog Talk Radio.
Continually doing in our lives. Amen. You are listening
ministry, a time of reflection. And this is a day that we have used, have normally set aside for reflections. And when we started out, we were doing like maybe two reflections from those that are not ministries in the pulpit, but they have street ministries, amen, and they go out and witness, and, you know, those that don't have an opportunity to evangelize, but they still love the Lord, and there is a place in the body for them. And that's what we were doing on Tuesdays, and we're going to resurrect that. We're going to revive it again, amen, and that will be happening on next week. We also, by way of announcements, before we open up with our prayer and get right on into the section, we want to let you know on tomorrow we have Provoke Fridays. We have Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke to Purpose Ministries out of Houston, Texas. He's here to share the word of God with us, and I tell you, you don't want to miss that series on Friday. So we're just thankful for what God is doing in our lives. Amen. As I was reflecting on, I began to when I wake. Amen. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. The enemy don't want me to go forward, but we're going forward anyway. The call had just connected, but I'm right back in the call room, back at you. Amen. So as I was saying, as I spoke this morning, the Lord began to deal with me, and I began to pray, and I just began to speak in a heavenly language, and I began to just have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. And as I began to talk to the Lord, I allowed the Lord to talk back with me. You know, sometimes you pray, and we're praying and we're asking the Lord to do thus and do this, and we're petitioning and we're interceding on others' behalf. And many times we stop, and we never allow the Lord to talk back to us. Amen. So in the midst of me communicating with God this morning, I allowed the Lord an opportunity to talk back to me. Amen. And as I began to do that, oh, God, I bless you today. The Lord took me back. And I remember, oh, glory to God, I bless you on today, Jesus. I can remember it quite vividly as though it was yesterday. Almost about 2.5 years ago, I was coming out of a ministry, amen, and I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, now where do I go from here, amen? And as I began to ask the Lord, where do I go from here, and I began to talk, and then the Lord began to talk back to me. And as I began to continue to talk to the Lord, I said, Lord, where do I go from here? And I was in, I had just came out of a ministry, and also out of a, this was really after I decided to resign from the council. And as I began to talk to the Lord, I began to tell the Lord, you know, Lord, I'm coming out of this council, and this council was about 16 churches, and it was affiliated in an established, organized body of believers. So I resigned that position. So I'm here in Stockton. I say, now, Lord, what am I going to do? I was just at a very, very, very low, dry place in my life, and I was looking for direction. And, you know, my family was intrinsically positioned in the hierarchy of this organization. And certainly I wasn't interested in them possibly encouraging me to remain or maybe even dissuading me in my decision that I had made. Well, I didn't just make the decision on my own. I was seeking God. And after 2 years, I had a four-year tenure. And after the 2 years was up, I said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I found myself getting sick in the fulfillment. And every time we had these consults, like three times a year, and I would put, and I know I'm just a person, I'm going to invest all that I have. You're going to get all of me or none of me. And I remember just getting sick when it was time for this time to approach. So the Lord spoke to me and he said, I am going to reposition you for, and I'm giving this testimony because I want to help somebody today to let them to know that if God has given you a vision, stay positioned. Don't move. Amen. So he said, the Lord spoke to me and said, I am repositioning you for a season, a new people, and a new destiny. And, you know, and the Lord tend to say, you know, sheep that's not of this fold. Hallelujah. I've got sheep that you never met. Amen. And I said, Lord, well, I don't think, you know, after you get in your flesh, I mean, after you come down and then you're in your flesh, then you the doubt begin to seek in. Amen. And I begin to say, Lord, now, how is this going to happen? You know, I'm in this little city, and, you know, ain't but a handful of, I'm going to be real with you, ain't but a handful of folks. Now, how in the world you going to introduce me to some new people? Hey, glory to God. And this little folk, just about everybody know one another, and if you don't know one another, you know somebody that's connected to that person. So I began to think about that this morning. So I was like Sarah, you know, hey, hallelujah. She doubted that God was going to give seed for my own womb. So I said, Lord, I began to say, now, how is this going to happen? But I tell you, the Lord began to talk to me, and he began to say, I am God all by myself. I don't counsel with no man. The only one that can bring a petition before me is my son Jesus. And then guess what? I answer him, then he bring it back to you. Ah, hallelujah. So I remember about 6 months later, Mr. Tillman, and it's just a testimony. This is a time of reflection. And we're going to, God, we got a speaker today. Amen. That's going to give us the word of God, but the Lord impressed upon me to this testimony today. So, you know, we heard a previous broadcast of a testimony 2 days ago, Evangelist Joshua. So, anyway, about 6 months later, with the help of God, we coordinated and hosted New Destiny Ministry first. And it was a spiritual leadership conference. And not knowing, later, about 2 weeks later, some 2 weeks after that conference, this radio broadcast was launched. And in 15 months, this radio broadcast ministry has impacted over 36,000 souls in 15 months have tuned in either through telephone, via the internet, and also going back into the archives. So you say, well, why is that important? Because God gave me a vision for this ministry, and God is faithful. If you trust him, if you acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. People of God, whatever God has spoken to you, stay connected. Stay in this vine. This is the true vine. Stay in this vine. And I began to go back. I remember the Lord took me to Habakkuk. And Habakkuk, we all know Habakkuk 2 and verse 3 and 4, I believe. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table. Amen. Write the vision and make it plain upon the table. So what are you saying? Hey, what are you saying? Habakkuk chapter 2. God, I bless you today. I bless you right now, God. And he said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Don't tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. And I don't know who this testimony is for today. And even Minister Tillman, after 20 years working in head highway ministry, Minister Tillman, the vision that God has given you, don't back up from it. Don't be discouraged, because God is saying today to his people that don't the vision tarry. What does tarry mean? Tarry really means to wait. It means to not be anxious. It means not go before yourself. It means to calm yourself down and trust God. Believe that if he brought you through it, he's going to bring you to it. Hallelujah. And the Lord told me to say that today to encourage somebody. Sister Millie, you've been here 25 years. Don't be discouraged. You may not be, you ain't in the line to be let go. Hallelujah, because you trust in God and you have been faithful to coming on this broadcast. And guess what? The Lord already promised us if we faithful over people, Sister T, he'll make us rulers over many. Sister Connie's been having 30 years going to noonday prayer. She don't see but one or two people there. Hallelujah, but she can't get discouraged because God gave her that ministry. Amen. So I just wanted to give that little testimony this morning because the Lord woke me up with it. He said, don't forget what I told you. He said, whatever I told you, it's coming to pass. Hallelujah. He said, don't even worry about the provision. Minister Tillman, God will make provision for your vision. And I'm a believer that he makes provision for your vision. But you have to pursue your destiny. Everybody don't know what the Lord has spoken in your spirit. But whatever he has spoken to you, stand on it. Don't renege on God, and he won't renege on you. Don't turn your back on God. I don't care what it look like. It ain't what it look like. Amen. So we're going to go forth on today. We got a speaker. That's just a testimony, because the Lord want to encourage somebody. You know, this is some trying times. I just heard when I left home about Coca-Cola. That Coca-Cola is laying off the people. They may be shutting out some of the plants. They're never going to shut down. But we have to put our trust in God. We got to continue to know that I don't care if the famine comes. God's people go always. God's people is always going to be able to survive. You know, that almost shut down. Hallelujah. Just a word of testimony. But I want to bring this one. A woman up, and you don't know no more shut up. And open up a word of prayer. Yeah, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. I see Elder McCoy on here today. I'm going to ask him to open up with a word of prayer, just a word of prayer. And then after Elder McCoy, I'm going to bring this awesome woman of God up that have been coming and supporting lives for almost a year now. Hallelujah. And she come on, she don't ask for nothing. She just quietly sit and listen to the word and the speakers that come forth. So today, last week, the Lord said, call on Minister Tillman. Hallelujah. I was driving, and he said, call her. Hallelujah, because he wanted her to get on this destiny focus this week, this subject, power in Jesus' name. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Whatever he promised you yesterday, he can do it today. Hallelujah. He don't change. Amen. So we're going to bring Minister Rose Tillman up, and she has a wonderful ministry in Colorado. They're working that ministry for over 20 years in the same building. Feeding the hungry. Hallelujah. Not only feeding their spiritual man, but feeding them, not their natural man, but their spiritual man also. She's giving them a twofold blessing. How many out there trying to feed the hungry? How many out there telling them Jesus saves? Hallelujah. You got to have that down in your spirit. You have to have a compassion and a love for God's people. I have an almost, I feel this thing today. Oh, God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you until the end of the world. Amen. So we're going to Elder McCoy, and then we're going to bring our speaker up. Hallelujah. Speak up for thou, Minister Roy Tillman. Amen. Open up with a word of prayer, Elder McCoy. Bless your name, Jesus. Elder McCoy. All right, he might have his phone on.
We thank you. Oh, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. God, we just give you praise, we give you praise. God, we pray today because God, we have a speaker that come now, God, to speak to your people. God, we want you to touch it now, oh God, with your power. Oh God, we want you to speak through, oh God, and have your way in our life, God. And we thank you for this prayer line, this radio program, and God, we ask you to continue to bless the woman of God who has been inspired, oh God, to bring this prayer line, oh Father. But we pray, oh God, as she speak, oh God, let your word go forth in power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, oh God, as you said your word does. Go forth in power and demonstration. So, God, let it be so. Now, bless the woman of God. We'll thank you and bless everyone that's on this line or hearing this word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go.
Up and tell him what you want.
Amen. Open up the lines now for me.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Jesus on the main line.
On the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Minister Tillman.
Amen. We thank the Lord today for being, amen, on the time of reflection. Amen. Radio, Blog Talk Radio program hosted by none other than Evangelist Adrian Benoit. Amen. Who, amen, I have found to be a great woman of God. Amen. Determined to do the will of God. Amen. In the way that God has given her to do it. Amen. And we thank God for her. Amen. Acknowledging, amen, me, amen, and using so many on her line. She's been a blessing to many. Amen. For it is indeed a blessing to be asked, amen, to be a speaker or to say words of encouragement or to give a testimony. It's indeed a privilege. Amen. For us, amen, to be acknowledged in such a way. Amen. It doesn't have to be, amen, a great number of people. Amen. It doesn't have to be in a certain setting. Amen. But just, amen, the way God has, amen, called us, amen, to connect with people by the telephone. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So he's going to offer the word through evangelists. Adrian Benoit. Amen. Amen. So we give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ first. Amen. And then to the host, Evangelist Benoit. Amen. Then to Elder McCoy, our own Elder McCoy, Pastor McCoy. Amen. Amen. Been faithful here. Amen. Amen. So we give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. We thank the Lord for the highways and edges ministry. Amen. Amen. Hosted by none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a privilege today to be able to speak on the name. Amen. The name of Jesus. When I got the invitation, I don't know why evangelist, I was connected in my spirit was in a name. Amen. I don't know if you had ran that as a subtopic or not, but it's stuck in my spirit. What's in a name? Amen. What's in a name? But we know our team, amen, this week is from Acts 4 and 12. Amen. They've given us a name. Amen. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. That name. Hallelujah. That's above every name. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. For today, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this daughter of Zion. Oh God, we thank you for the people of Zion. We thank you for your word that has brought us through every mountain, every trial, every test. Oh God, this word has been faithful to us. We thank you for the infilling of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for that communication that you set up between you and man. Amen, that we can communicate with you, amen, by way of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for it. Almost out, we will be lost. Amen, we'll be still in the wilderness. Amen, without, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, thank you, Jesus. We thank God for young Benet being here. Young man that I've been knowing off and on for years. He came in today. Amen. He's a good guitar player. Amen. We thank God for Sonny Ball, no one of our regulars being here. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. What's in a name? Amen. I want to, amen, start off with what's in a name. Amen. What's in a name? My God. Amen. A name identify our lineage, our heritage. A name is very important. Amen. It's especially in the olden days, more so than today. Names were given for a specific, you know, a purpose, a reason. There was something behind a name. Amen. The patriarchs. Amen. Name their children. Amen. It was something significant about the name that they chose for their child. Amen. Or their children. Amen. Mm-hmm. So a name identifies our lineage, our heritage, and sometimes our life vocation. Sometimes our name is associated with what we will do. Amen. In life. Amen. Amen. It signifies a purpose. It signifies who you are. Amen. So a name was very precious. Amen. A name, amen, was just as important as that child. Amen. There is, amen, something about the name, our name, the names that were given. Amen. The first name on earth given, I just want to reflect back. The first name on earth given was Adam. Amen. Just to show, amen, significance in a name. Amen. And it meant red. We know Adam came from the earth. Amen. Yes. Came from the dust. Yes. Came from dirt. Dirt. Amen. Which we call it red. Amen. Some, you know, some places it is red. Amen. So his name was Adam, which he was named Adam. Amen, mm-hmm. Which means red. Amen, the second name given on earth was Eve. Amen, her name meant life, or the mother of all living. And we know that we all, amen, proceeded, came out from Eve. Amen, the first womb, amen, that bore, amen, amen. And then from thence all men, amen, have been, amen, or and have been, amen. And then we came from Eve, amen. Her name meant mother of all living. Amen. God reflected and went, amen, and looked at Abram, amen. Abram, called Abram, named Abram, amen, by his parents, which means high father. Amen. Yes. And then it was stretched out to Abraham. Amen. Yes. The father of a multitude. Amen. Signifying that, amen, amen, that, amen, the multitude, the children, the people, we are Abraham. Amen. Israel. and his name was stretched out. He was not just going to be a father, amen, but he was going to be the father of a multitude. Amen. It's just going back a little, amen, in the Old Testament. Amen. So, amen, because my mind went to what's in a name. My God. And then there was his wife, Sarai. Amen. Sarai then contentious. Now, isn't that, amen, isn't that connected to her? Amen. Because she was contentious, amen, when the will of God was spoken over her life. She began to contend, amen, fight against struggle. She had a struggle with it, amen. The prophecy that was spoken over her life. Sarai means contentious, amen. Amen. She did not believe the prophetic word. She laughed, in fact. Amen. So, amen, God, amen, eventually God will do some changes in our lives, amen. Keep walking with God, amen, with purpose. My God, and God will change your name. And so Sarai's name was changed to Sarah, amen. Princess, my God, she became a princess, no matter what man called you, amen, when you were back, amen, in your sins, what they may call you now, amen, God has a new name for us, my God, God has changed our name, hallelujah, God has changed our character, amen, God has changed our outlook, and God has changed our purpose, my God, amen, just amen, to reflect on what's in a name, going back to the Old Testament, amen, that's where we are now, amen, we're going to get to Jesus, hallelujah to God, we're going to get there, but now we at Isaac, amen, amen, the child, the promised child, amen, the promised child of, amen, Abraham. And Sarah, he finally came on the scene. Just hold on. It took 25 years. Glory to God. That's why Sarah, I was contentious. Oh, I can't believe God. And then halfway through it, I don't see him moving in my body. So I'm going to give, amen, my handmaid to my husband. I'm contentious. I'm fighting with God. And then I'm tired of waiting. I don't believe God. Amen. But if you hold on, my God, amen, the promises of God is, amen, evangelist, amen, Bernard was saying, provision, the provision for the vision, if you hold on, my God, you got a vision, God will give the provision. Look at that, my God, just it out for it. Amen. So Isaac came along and they named him Lazarus. Well, indeed. Amen. Indeed. He made Sarah laugh. Hallelujah. She thought she was laughing at the prophetic word. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophetic word brought laughter. There's a different kind of laughter now. My God. Well, it might have been a contentious laughter at first. Amen. But when the, amen, the promise came, hallelujah. A laughter of joy. My God, I can't believe my eyes. See, God's going to do things for us. As I heard Bishop say, amen, Lord John, amen, God is going to make us laugh. My God, God's going to do things in this hour. Hallelujah. The simply, amen, is going to make us laugh. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So just going on. Names, amen. I'm all right with this, amen. There was Esau, amen, and Jacob, amen. The twin sons of Isaac, amen. So Esau's name is Harry, amen. But we know how Jacob, amen, deceived his father, amen, into giving him, amen, the promise, amen, the inheritance, amen, that was, amen, to go to Esau, but Esau had all supposed to go to the firstborn. Amen. But there was a struggle in the womb. Anyway, there was some controversy there in the womb. My God. Amen. So, amen, his name was changed. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Amen. Which means soldier of God. A warrior, amen, a fighter, amen, Israel, amen, amen. He would be, amen, one that would fight, one, amen, that would bring forth, amen, an army, my God. So indeed he brought forth, amen, the 12, amen, the 12 sons, amen, came from Jacob, my God. And like Jacob had two wives. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long. Amen. But Jacob had two wives, Leah. Amen. And amen. Amen. And Leah and Rachel. Amen. But Leah, amen, she was one of Jacob's wives. Amen. And she bore most of the children. Amen. She felt rejected and unloved. So her children's names. Amen. To me, they gave a message. Amen. Every son that she bore, every child she bore, amen, the name gave a message. Amen. The firstborn was Reuben. Amen. It means see. Amen. It means see what God has given, has done. God has looked upon my affliction and given me a son. See. Amen. Reuben means see. Amen. The next son was Simeon. Amen. Simeon. See, this woman felt unloved. She felt rejected. She had to share her husband with her sister. Amen. Whom her husband favored. Amen. More highly than her. Amen. But she was producing, amen, for her husband. Amen. And the next son's name, we talk about names today, was Hearing. Simeon, which means hearing. Amen. She was just bringing forth the message. She said, because the Lord has heard me. Amen. I feel the sorrow of Leah. Amen. Anybody that has been rejected, amen, can identify with Leah. Amen. And every little thing we do, amen, we want, amen, to be favorable. Amen. To God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. After you've been, amen, ostracized and criticized and rejected, amen, you want to make sure that everything you do is pleasing to God. Amen. So Leah wanted every child, amen, that she bore for her husband, amen, to be pleasing to him. It's in some way, am I getting his attention? And then the next son was Levi, amen, which means joined. Amen. It's just surely, amen, my husband, amen, she brought forth, amen, Levi, she said, my husband is joined up to me now. Amen. It was just a sign to, amen, her sister, that my husband is laying with me. Amen. My husband is not just laying with you, he's laying with me. Because look what I'm producing, my God. This is the fruit, amen, of our, amen, union, my God. So she brought forth Levi, which means joined. And then she brought forth Judah. Amen. And we know his name means praise. My God. Amen. She says, amen. I will praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is going to thank you. See, man, my God. You might not be saved. You might not be in the in crowd. You might not be favored. Amen. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. But we know, hallelujah, the Lord favors us. Amen. When we're in a covenant with him, he favors us. Therefore, we give him praise. Hallelujah to God. Praise Judah, the child that Jesus came through. Amen. Praise. We're going to praise him anyhow. Amen. Through the struggles, we're going to praise him. Amen. In the highway, we're going to praise him. Up in the hedges, we're going to praise him. Hallelujah. In the valley, we're going to praise him because of Judah. My God. Hallelujah. Came forth through Judah. I praise. My God. Our praise has lineage. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Now we've gone, amen, through these names in the Old Testament. Amen. Old Testament is our schoolmaster is our foundation. It's the way we trace our God. Amen. We know about the multiplicity of the name Jehovah. There he is, there God, amen, presenting himself, amen, amen, manifesting himself to the children of Israel. Yes. That seed became from Jacob, amen, amen, they became a great number, and they began, amen, they called him Jehovah. That name was hidden, my God, it was hidden, amen. In fact, it was spelled YHWH, had no vowels. His name was so holy they couldn't speak it. Amen. So, amen, he gave up, amen, the name Jehovah. My God, just call me Jehovah. Amen. After they put the letters in there, because it was just, amen, YHWH, no vowels. Amen. So they couldn't utter it. You can't utter a word that has no vowels. Amen, amen, you can't, amen, hallelujah to God. See, no man can figure out God. See, some things, amen, to the unbeliever, his life is mumble jumble. Amen, your lifestyle means, amen, what is that all about? See, what is that? My God, see, everything has a name in the earth. Amen, when, amen, God fed him in the wilderness, amen, the little wafers, they didn't know what to call it, but everything on the earth has a name. Amen. Everything was named by Adam. Everything on the earth is operating, amen, that it is used as a name. Amen. The what comes from heaven, amen, it compounds man. They don't know what to call it. My God. So they didn't know what to call that wafer. They didn't know what to call the provision of God. Sometimes God does things for us. Amen. It's so astounding that we don't know all. It's such a great blessing. I can't break it down. You know, I just can't explain it. Amen. So they called it a wafer, manna, which means what is it? I'm just talking about what's in a name. Amen. Amen. So they had a problem. Amen. With things that come from heaven, so God had to name it. He called it manna. Amen. Amen. So, and then they knew he, amen. They knew God was with him. They couldn't see him. They just couldn't see him. Therefore, they doubted him. When we can't see things, we doubt. See, God can bless us on yesterday or day before last week. Amen. So, amen, we come now to a closed door. And now we doubting him. See, when we don't see him move, we begin to doubt. See, he just moved for you yesterday, but today, amen, nothing seemed to be moving. Amen. So we begin to doubt. The children of Israel begin to doubt him. Amen. From time to time, murmuring and complaining, amen, about this powerful God because they didn't understand him. Amen. They couldn't, amen, they couldn't touch him. Amen. He was elusive. He would appear. Amen. Amen. By a pillar of cloud. Amen. By day and a pillar of fire by night. He was elusive. They couldn't touch him. He was unstoppable. They couldn't search him out. My God. See, that's why they have a problem with God. And that's from time to time. And they would go and pick up idols. And put the idols up in their tents. Amen. And begin to, amen, worship these idols because they could see the idol, but they couldn't see the God that was moving them. Amen. That was bringing them to, amen, their promised land. So we have a problem. Just hold on now. Hold on, amen, to the God that has brought you through. Amen. Insurmountable trials and tests. And just hold on to him. Hallelujah. But we, amen, shouldn't have a problem today. My God, not today. Not today. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Because he has given us a name. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's above every name. My God. Hallelujah to God. So what's in a name? Amen. And so even everything on earth, like I said, had a name, was named. Amen. As I spoke about Leah, amen, her children, amen, were named. It was a type of message. So much so did God. Amen. When God was, amen, bringing his name to the earth. God, I'm going to bring my name down first. faith. I'm going to bring my name down before I come. I'm going to announce who I am. Amen. I'm going to make an announcement. Amen. Before I appear. My God, I'm going to let it know I got a name. Amen. So he sent his name down in messages also in Isaiah 9 and 6 says, his name shall be called Wonderful.
Wonderful. You preach.
Counselor.
Yeah.
The Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father.
The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He announced his name hundreds of years before he came on the scene. Oh, my God. We got to believe him no matter what. Hallelujah. Believe God and what he's spoken to your life. See, we so soon shaken because we can't feel and touch him, and we can't no run to idols. Amen. Stay in tune with the true and living God. Because what he said shall be. In fact, what he said is already is. And then, amen, he said, you won't call me, amen, the mighty God. That's who I am. I'm going to be that. Earth And then it's just a good Joseph, or amen, might be amen another name of Pius, amen, or amen, amen, Francis, amen, amen, but you fall, no, amen, we come to bring your name, my God. See, we come to declare that name, we come to decree it because he left it with us today. See, the old, amen, the early church, amen, fathers are gone on.
Yeah.
of being. He'll touch down in your life. He'll touch down and separate you from your old sinful nature. The seal of the Lord will touch down, my God, and give you a new zeal. Amen. Give you a new outlook. Put running in your feet for him, my God. We should run for the devil. Hallelujah, God. But the zeal of the Lord is going to touch down in somebody's life. It's going to do an awesome work in these last days. There's a name that's above everything, my God. And that name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. This concludes. Amen. This word. Amen. For amen. Thank you, evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then God moves your tongue. that's going to loose your tongue. He said, he that believe it. Hallelujah. He said, the power is unto you and to your children and your children's children. All you got to do to receive the Holy Ghost is believe that it's a gift that comes from God. Open up your mouth. Repent. Once you repent, hallelujah, God said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he would in no way turn it away. This woman prayed the other day. She took me back almost 30 years, Evangelist Cummins. And Evangelist Cummins been in this thing longer than me. But it's been almost 30 years. I remember when I came in. My cousin, Pastor Singleton, hallelujah, she said, Agent, she had been saved about 7 or 8 years. Hallelujah. And she had been abstaining from any contact with any man. Hallelujah. And I was a young woman just coming to Los Angeles. Oh, you done brought me way back, Minister Tim. That's what we need. We need some veterans of the gospel. We need some seasoned women and men, hallelujah, that's going to tell the truth. And ain't going to be afraid. That won't back down and tell you what just said, Lord. He said it this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah. My cousin told me, Pastor Singleton, she said, I've been in this thing 8 years. And I know nothing about living right. I was a heathen, just like some of you. I didn't know nothing about abstaining from being sexually involved with anybody. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey, 30 years old as a young woman. I had two children, and I said, you mean to tell me? I said, well, I ain't going to be in here that long. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. But I was in there longer than her. It was 8 years. Glory to God. I bless you. Mine was 12 years before another man came into my life. Hallelujah. This woman preached the unadulterated word. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But she told me to come in. And I remember going to this church, and I had my two little children. My daughter was 11 years old, and my son was 7. And I went to meet my cousin, because my great-grandmother said, she said, you go. Hallelujah. And she said, I thought I was coming there to get into the Hollywood scene. But the Lord had something else planned for me. And my great-grandmother, she told me she had a brother there. But she didn't tell me to go see our brother, because, you know, sometimes we, the Lord bless us in the natural, we become prosperous, and we become educated, and then when the Lord starts blessing us, we forget what family we come from. So my uncle was a tailor. He had a tailoring school for celebrities, He had been to Tuskegee University, and his wife sat in the cabinet of the Nixon administration. Sure did, my family.
Bless Jesus. Bless us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch this radio station, Lord.
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Bring it back, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Show me, hey.
Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
That's all right, y'all. I'm back. I got cut off. My cell phone went dead on me. That's all right. I'm back. I'm going to tell this story. But anyway, Mother, my minister Tillman and preach here today. But I'm telling you about my experience. And I went on to that church. My grandmother said, my great-grandmother said, I got a nephew there. His name is Winston. She said, you go see him, and he going to help you. Hallelujah. And I went there. Hey, glory to God. And I went, and I met him after the service, and I said, Lord, because my uncle, the one she didn't really say too much about, the head of the tailoring school, he told me, he said, well, go on over there. They hold church all day. It was about 2 in the evening. He said, they still let it be there all day. And I went on over there, and I met my cousin Winston. Hallelujah! And I began to just think about it, but I seen it was a little strange in there. And I came from a Methodist background. I didn't know nothing about no tamarines and running around shouting and all this crazy stuff. I'm like, what's going on here? So anyway, my same cousin, Pastor Singleton. The one that told me about she had been in there 8 years, she said, she called me one Sunday night, and she said, come on and come out to church. Won't you come go to church? I said, girl, I ain't going to no church. Hallelujah. I said, I'm watching the NBA All-Star game was on. Hey, I'm in Los Angeles where everything popping, and she think I'm coming Sunday night to church. Hallelujah. But you know what? After I hung up the phone with her, I could not rest. And then the Lord started dealing. See, God don't deal with you just that one day when you make that formal declaration. God started dealing with you. God was dealing with me when he brought me out the streets of New Orleans. He was dealing with me. Hey, so I got up. The Lord said, what's more important to you? Don't you need help? He said, you in a new city, ain't got no job. Hallelujah, staying in this one room with your aunt, and we was on a sofa sleeper. Me, my daughter, 11-year-old, and my 7-year-old son slept on that sofa sleeper. Amen. And I began to put on my clothes, Minister Tillman, and I put on my clothes, and I left the children there with my aunt, and I went to that church. Hallelujah, my cousin's church, Bishop Winston Singh. And I went there, hallelujah, and I heard a man, Elder Pittman, out of the PAW church, Elder Pittman, and he preached that night. And he preached a message called, I'm good. Ah, God, I'll never forget it. And I got up that night, and I went up there, oh, hallelujah, because I was looking for something new. I was looking for something different. I'm in a new city, no job, 2 little children. I needed some help. So I said, whatever I got to do to get some help, I'm willing to do it. Hey, glory. And I went on up there, hallelujah, and they gave me the rights with, you know, confessing and repenting and all that. And they didn't wait till a month later. They didn't wait 6 months later. I went down in Jesus' name that night. Oh, God, and I remember tearing for the Holy Ghost. And I couldn't get the Holy Ghost because somebody had deposited the wrong words, the wrong verbiage in my spirit. See, you got to be careful how you talk to people. Amen. But I tarried. And I waited a couple of months. Then I went back to New Orleans. And I would see I wasn't rooted. I wasn't grounded. Hallelujah. But I love Bishop today because he didn't make me feel bad. Hallelujah. When I came back, I didn't have the Holy Ghost, but I had been baptized. But I didn't stay and get rooted and grounded. I didn't stay in the Word. And I went on back out there. So after a couple of months, I came back. And I was ashamed because I went back and got into my mess. When I came back, hallelujah, it took me about 2 hours before I finally got up the courage and the nerve to go back and tell him that I sinned. Hallelujah. I didn't know what I had. I had the baptism, but I didn't have the Holy Ghost. But when I came back, I made up in my mind I was going to fast that Monday night, Minister Tillman, and I was going to get this gift. And I went to that church that Monday night for tearing service, and I had fasted that day, and I tell you, I wasn't there 5 minutes, And God, fill me up. The evidence of speaking in a new tongue. Oh, yes, I got it that night. Hallelujah. And the person had deposited them those bad words into my spirit. They weren't there. So guess what? God already had it designed just for me. Oh, you better watch, God. You better watch this name, the name of Jesus. I'm done. I got to stop. I'm just giving y'all a little testimony because Minister Tillman, the preached here today, that I sent out a text, said, you want to hear some old school anointed? Fine. I didn't know what God was going to do. Hallelujah. But those of you that received the text, y'all know I didn't lie today. Hey, that woman has spoke. She has preached out of her belly. Oh, God, and I bless you today. I bless you. We still got 13 callers on the line. Hallelujah. We done had about 20 some odd calls on this line today. So I'm going to open up the lines. We got about 40 minutes left. I'm going to give you all an opportunity because this woman preached here today. This was all time religion. Hallelujah. This was all time word. Yeah, y'all young folks, y'all got it going on. But guess what? He said he called the young because they're strong. But he called the old because they supposed to know the way. This woman that preached today under the anointing. I'm going to call on these numbers that I'm not familiar with, and then I'm going to go back to Minister Tillman. Hey, glory to God. I'm calling on, let me call Evangelist Cummings. God bless you, Evangelist Cummings.
God bless you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We just enjoyed. We enjoyed her so much. Evangelist Tillman, we enjoyed her so much in the name of Jesus. And I said that she was talking about that name.
Yes.
She was talking about that name. I got Sister Ingrid here with me. She was listening along.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And
one of my clients, she's saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. She had a glimpse of old Clinton Street. Bishop Hancock.
Right.
So she's been in the way a little while. Anyway, when she was preaching about that name, I thought about the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run in and they are saved. Hallelujah.
Right.
She talked about that name, didn't she?
Yes,
hallelujah.
She did.
We just bless the Lord today. We bless all those that are on the line today. That God bless us and that keep us with this mind to continue on in the name of Jesus. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Evangelist Cummings. God bless you. Going to area code 267. The last four of your number is 6830. Can you greet us, caller? God bless you. Your mic is open if you want to give a greeting or tell us who you are. God bless you. Okay. Maybe they don't want to say anything. Let me go to Apostle Johnson. God bless you, Apostle Johnson.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. Certainly it was an honor and a privilege to hear the woman of God speak on today. She spoke with great power and clarity and the anointing of God. It's certainly what I'm used to. I've got old school parents in the gospel that taught me the word and that gave me the insight to who I am. And they always tell me I'm a young man trapped in an old man's body. But I thank God for the wisdom and the anointing that God has smeared on me from my spiritual mothers and fathers. And so it's an honor and a privilege. And I truly just continue to honor God for everything he's doing in your life, and we truly celebrate you, and we thank God for the word and for what you poured out on today. We ask God to just fill you with the virtue of God and bless you back and strengthen you on today, but we just certainly just thank God for it all and just honor God for your spirit that you have to just preach and to give everything that you have to the Lord to set an example for us as people of God. So we thank God for you on today.
Amen, amen, amen. She done preached out of her. I don't know about y'all, but I could take Jeremiah's testimony today. He says, like fire, shut up in my bones.
She done preached that word today. Hallelujah. Power in his name. God bless you, sister. Is that Pam or Sister Kim?
Sister Kim.
Sister Kim, God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you, too, and God bless you, woman of God. It was power, just like you said, power in my bones, because I'm at work and I just couldn't get still. But I thank God for you, and God bless you.
Lord have mercy. I don't know how y'all do it on them jobs, because I'd have been fired. Hallelujah, because I've been running around that job. They'd have thought I went crazy. Lord Jesus.
I do. I have to tell them, I say, you, if you don't know Jesus, you wouldn't understand. So just look at me and let me have my way, because God is using me. So
all
I just
right.
let God
all
have
right.
his
I
way.
Like that, Sister Kim. God bless you. God bless
way.
You. We're going to area code 310. The last four of your numbers, 5889. Can you tell us who you are? And if you'd like to have a word, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Michelle Bryant. I enjoyed you, Sister Tillman. It was such a blessing. I love you all.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. We're going to Elder McCoy. God bless you, Elder McCoy.
Praise the Lord, everyone. And truly, we enjoy the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that's going to save us, it's going to keep us, it's going to bless us. And God, we just enjoy that name. We know that name is powerful, and that name would do exactly what it said it would do. And you said it like a champ there, Sister Tillman. That was a prophetess. That was great, 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 great Word of God. And we're just going to listen in to everybody else. God bless you.
Amen, amen. That was beautiful, I tell y'all, because run around. I'm sitting here at Sister Ruby's house. So, honey, I tell y'all, I was running around the kitchen, honey, because, woo, I can't sit still when the word going forth like that with power and authority. Amen. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you. That was a beautiful word. She broke it down. If you don't know the name of Jesus, my God, she even used all the illustrations of his name.
Mm.
So I just thank God that I'm under the blood of Jesus and I'm under this ministry. To God be the glory.
God, I bless
you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen. Sister Barbara Williams, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. First, I give honor to the Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, to Evangelist Bernard and to the speaker, Minister Rose Tillman. The word was just great. It was just like Evangelist Bernard said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. It was just a great, great, great message, and I thank God for it, and I pray that the Lord continue to bless and keep you.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Sister Barbara. I tell you, I just still feel it bubbling. It says, but the song says, it's bubbling, it's bubbling. It's bubbling. Hallelujah. Hi, Dawn, God bless you.
Dawn? Oh, that's not too low, but it's been good all day.
God bless you, Dawn. Dawn. All right, she at work, so she can't say nothing. I'm going to mute her on out. I got one more caller that I haven't heard from, area code 267. The last four of your number is 6830. Okay, well, God bless you all. We are certainly going back to our speaker. Yeah, see, some of you all have just started coming on the line in January, so y'all better watch this New Destiny Ministries. Oh, y'all better watch what God is doing. This ain't me. Ah, hallelujah. Because if it was left up to me, I wouldn't even get on here. Hey, glory to God. I'd find something else to do during this hour. Oh, but guess what? When God gives you an assignment, hey, you better be faithful to it. Minister Tillman is in Denver, Colorado, and I'm going to let her tell you all about her ministry. She's been in one building over 20-some-odd years, feeding the hungry. Hallelujah. Feeding those that don't have nowhere to go.
telling them about Jesus. How many of us are making those kind of sacrifices? We want to preach. We want to teach. We want all the blessings, like Prophetess Glover said on yesterday. We want the crown. Hallelujah, but we don't want to be in his presence. We won't make no sacrifice. We won't push back our plate. We won't go into the hedges and the highways. Minister Tillman's ministry is called Hedges and Highways. What that means? She's going out there looking for souls. How many looking for some souls today? Oh, God, all we looking for is to fill up our stomach, put clothes in our wardrobe, go out and buy the fancy cars and the wheels. That's all in the rings on every finger. And all these shoes, my grandmother told me. She said, Adrian, you can't wear but one pair at a time. I didn't know what she was talking about back then. But all in the by and by, I found out what she mean. Because one time I had to wear the same pair of patent leather shoes, not because I didn't have none, but I was too lazy to go through the boxes and look for any after I moved. Hey, glory to God. And I had them one pair of patent leather shoes, Mother Tillman. And I wore them every Sunday. It wasn't that I didn't have none, but I was too lazy to unpack those boxes. Guess what? And I was happy putting them on. And I thought about my grandmother. She said, you can't wear but one pair at a time. Woo, glory to God. I'm going back to Minister Tillman. You done preached here today. Woo, we got to get you out here on the west. You're already on the west coast. Hallelujah. We got to get you to Cali. California up here on the northern end. Man, you done preach like a man. You know, so when women preach like that, they say they preaching like a man. You done, Jesus, you went to a place that ain't even reserved for women today. You don't hear no women preaching like that. Glory to God. God bless you back into your hands for your last remarks, Minister Tillman. Oh, God, I'm just blessed today. Thank you, Lord.
All right. I think one of your callers came in, the one, the area code 264 is a man. He was trying to say something.
267, okay. God bless you, caller.
Yeah.
He's still on the line. Your line is open, area code 267. I get carried away.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Who are we speaking with?
Brother Donnie.
Brother Donnie, God bless you, Brother Donnie. How did you hear about us?
On Facebook.
God bless you, Brother Donnie. We're so happy to have
God bless you.
Hey.
Donnie Wood, yeah.
Yes, God bless you, Overseer Tillman.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Awesome.
Would you like to
awesome
have any
word
comments, Brother Donnie?
Awesome word. Awesome word.
Jesus.
Awesome word.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
But we thank you for tuning in with us, Brother Donnie. Don't make this your last time. We're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, preaching and teaching this gospel. That's what it's about, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Minister Tillman.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Lady, you have just, I don't know where you are, honey, but woo, you have preached under the anointing today. God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I wrote something on Facebook today. It said, you might not understand my passion because you don't know the pain. My God. So, pain brings passion.
Pain brings passion. I like that.
Yes, and compassion.
Mm.
And the work that we do here at we used to be Lobby Stone, but we're Highways and Hedges. It's with compassion.
Mm.
And learning to we learning more, you know, about God every day. Like you said, you know, the young, they want to go leaps and bounds. You know, we want to go, we want to excel. You know, we want to do a work, you know, real quick and get on, you know, get there. But it takes, you know, it takes pain. It takes long suffering. It takes doing the will of God, amen, it brings us to that place.
Come on, you know, come on.
That we are, you know, hungry for, but I'm indeed humbled, amen, by this service today, amen, and I'm humbled by the power and the purpose of God in my life. I'm really humbled by that, amen, because I know I'm so undeserving, but, you know, what I embrace is the saved life. I embrace that. I embrace that Holy Ghost. You know, I'm indeed grateful for it. No matter, you know, what it, you know, what came with it, you know, struggle and, you know, all the things that came with it, amen, I embrace the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord, and I'm indeed grateful to be saved today. Amen. I'm grateful, amen, to be on the battlefield.
Yeah.
And then, Lord, I was... looking at some things that's going on, you know, in my body, and the Lord said, you've been wounded. You are a wounded soldier. You've been wounded, my God, on the battlefield. Amen. He said, but you refuse to take down. You know, you see some soldiers, they get wounded, they continue to fight. Hey, I'm going to continue to fight because they got to determine, we got to conquer.
Come on.
We determine, amen, to stay on the battlefield for
stay
the Lord.
On it.
And, amen, it says, I'm going to fight until I die. We're going to fight the same
thing.
Amen.
Ahead.
I'm going to fight. My God.
Hey, I'm
going
to fight. Thank you, Jesus.
I have to. Hallelujah. But die on the battlefield for
die
the Lord.
Die on the
amen.
Battlefield. I like that.
Amen. The Holy Ghost had to do an awesome work to conquer demons in our life. My God. I know I was overcome with the devil. Amen. And I know the Holy Ghost had to do a work. The zeal of the Lord had to do a work in my life. My God. So,
amen.
I'm determined, amen, to stay open. Amen. Open vessel for the Lord. To you. Our. Hallelujah. Now,
oh,
amen.
Bless your name, Jesus.
I need your prayers. I need
hallelujah.
Your prayers. Amen. Keep lifting one another up. Amen. Especially those that's in the trenches. Nobody cares about nobody acknowledges. But they're still in the trenches.
Thank you.
They don't want to acknowledge you. They don't want to help you.
Yes, it's
to...
all right, Minister Tillman. God is your helper. Huh? You done already preached that today. Huh? The Lord is your zeal. Hey, glory to God. You ain't been there 20 some odd years, and God didn't send you no help. Hey, you don't have the help that you want. But guess what? God always make a way, because God will never forsake you for those people that you feed spiritually and naturally. God is remembering you. He'll make provision. He'll give you provision for that vision. And guess what? For you, that's a blessing for you to have been there, been in that same building over 20 years. God has kept the doors open. I know it was times you probably thought the doors was going to shut. Yeah, but I'm here to tell you like God told me this morning. He said, what did I tell you, Adrian? What did I say to you? He said, write the vision. And I got up something to fall this morning, and I start writing the vision. I start rewriting this vision. Hallelujah, because God told me I'm expanding it. Hey, the vision is going to be expanded. It's going a little bit further. But we won't write nothing. We won't write nothing. You got to write the vision. Rebecca said, write the vision. Hey, and if anything written, it won't get done. And you know after you get up in age, if you don't make no notes to yourself, you'll be on the north side when you're supposed to be on the south side. Come on now. I'm telling you, Minister Tillman, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch her right now. Lord God, you
said, hey, no, 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 Shaita. If we call on you, you would answer. You said, hey, no, no, in your word, God, hallelujah, that your promises are yeah and amen. You said you would create a highway in the wilderness. Make a way for us out of no way. Lord God, I'm asking you to touch Minister Tillman right now. Replenish her, Lord God, for every word that she has spoken today on this broadcast, for every hungry soul that she's fed, for every soul that she witnessed to. Lord, you said you'll remember when others forget. Because you're not like men. You can't lie, God. Hallelujah. You can't lie, and you won't lie, and you will not let your name be ashamed, made ashamed. Lord, so we're asking you to go to Denver, Colorado right now, and Minister Tillman, in Highway and Hedges Ministries, we're asking you, Lord God, to let a fresh wind come through them. Asking your Lord God to make provisions. For you said in your word that you would rain on us, God. Rain on Minister Tillman's ministry today. Reward her, for you said you are a rewarder to those that diligently seek you. You said you'll never forsake us, Lord. You'll be with us until the end of the world. Help her. She's already trusting you. She already have faith in you, Lord God. Faith that you kept the doors open for over 20 years. Faith that you provided with the means to feed these people. Faith, Lord God, to give them a word. Faith to tell them that Jesus saved. Faith to tell them that they're not cast aside. Faith to encourage them, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you today. Give them your address, Minister Tillman, and everybody on this line. Some of y'all sending money to televangelists, and I don't have nothing against the televangelists. But you better. I heard the man of God say on the day, Apostle Anthony Hill, guess what? You don't go to McDonald's and buy and pick up a Big Mac and then you go and pay for it at Burger King. No. Whoever is feeding you, that's where you need to be investing. That's where you need to be sending your tithes and your to those that are feeding you. Hallelujah. These folks don't know you. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. They don't know you, and I don't have nothing against them. But those of us in these smaller ministries that need some help, it's time for us to connect. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to be helpers one to another. Stop all this bickering. Stop all this competition. God ain't into no competition. Because he's God all by himself. He don't counsel with no man. If you didn't hear the beginning of this broadcast, go back in the archives and hear it. Help is on the way. Minister Tillman, Bishop Lewis preached a message about 3 or 4 years ago, and he said the wagons are coming.
I heard that one, yeah.
That message. He was live on TBN, in the TBN studios, and he preached, the wagons are coming. Hallelujah, and that message stayed in my heart. The wagons are coming, Minister Tillman. They're going to load some food at your building. Hallelujah. God going to put some money in the minister's account for you to do everything that you need. And call on faithful. She going to get the logo and everything. She going to get some stuff together for your ministry. If I got the finances, it's going to be done. It will be done. It is so. It is so. See, we can't just talk stuff and then leave people stuck out. When you say it, be a man or a woman to your word. Hallelujah. If you ain't got it, say, I don't have it right now. But guess what? I'm being considered. Sister Ruby, I'm being considered. Hallelujah. Quit saying you're going through. We're being considered. Bless your name, God. So don't be discouraged, Minister Tillman. Hey, God, it's all right.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, glory to God. Now, thank God for Sister Ruby being here in our home for 3 days. Hosting this broadcast. I'm on here if my life depend on it. I'm going to get on here when I'm sick and not feeling good. This is what God has given me to do. And I get on here excited. I'm happy, hey, for what God is doing. Oh, I bless him today. Ah, see my girlfriend on the line, all the way from Lansing, Michigan. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. Praise the Lord. Sister Moore, how are you today? Sister Billings, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in with us today.
Thank you. God bless you. Just enjoying what I'm hearing. God bless you.
Glory to God. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless you. We thank God for you. Give our love to your husband and the rest of the family. We certainly love you and appreciate you and thank God for you just being that friend. You know, the Bible says a friend love it at all times. That don't mean you got to talk every day. That don't mean you got to be at one another's house. It doesn't mean that. A friend, love it at all times. So even though I don't see her and we miles apart, love go beyond the miles. So I thank God for my girlfriend today being on the line. I certainly appreciate her just dropping in, and it's a blessing. That has been an encouragement to me, amen. So I want you all to continue to pray for this ministry. I don't know where God is taking it, but he told me this morning, expansion. He told me to write the vision. I begin writing it, Marcia. And Marcia, you know, that's my girlfriend. I love her. She's just gifted. She's a gifted woman that has a word, has a gift of articulation, and can't nobody do it like her. So when I got to get some things together, I call on her. But I didn't call on her this morning. The Lord allowed me to write this thing this morning. Amen. So we just thank God for, again, once again, we thank God for each and every one of you. Now, remember, tomorrow is called Provoke Fridays. Provoke Fridays, and we're going to have Pastor Edward Hamilton with us tomorrow, all the way from Houston, Texas, and his ministry is called Provoke to Purpose. So we give him all of the time. We just get the preliminaries out the way, and we give him about an hour and a half to minister to us, and he's speaking on provoking. He's speaking on changing our mindset. How many know we have to have a transformation of our minds? We can't receive nothing from God until his mind is transformed. And they say, well, what is transforming is only changing, altering the way you think, changing the way you do things. It's time to do things a little bit better. God is a God of excellence, and I want to tell you all, those that have ministries on the line, I certainly want to tell you about my little daughter in the Lord. I call her my daughter, another daughter in the Lord, and she's just a wonderful young lady. She ever came on and rendered her help and have assisted me for 2 weeks. Her and Sister Ruby hosted this broadcast. She's a graphic artist, and she's also a marketing specialist. So we want you to connect with her. If you're trying to upgrade and you're trying to better your ministry and you're trying to brand your ministry, I suggest that you call her. Amen. And she will, you can contact me and I'll give you her information. Amen. So she's doing a wonderful thing. Minister Tillman, be encouraged. God ain't through with you yet, woman of God. You got so, you have so much more to give, so much more to give. But the wagons is coming. Just know that the wagons are coming. And guess what? There's power in Jesus' name. So we certainly have enjoyed you all today. I'm going to go to Evangelist Cummins. Amen. I'm going to ask her also.
Do you go to a bunch
of okay, she's at her shop. I hear customers in her shop, so I can't go to her. I'm going to go to Apostle Johnson, and I want him to pray a special blessing on Minister Tillman and her ministry.
Yes.
Man of God, Apostle Johnson. Okay, he might have his phone on mute. Apostle Johnson. Okay, let me see who else is still on the line. Let's go to Brother Donnie Woods. He sits up under Minister Tillman. Let's go to him. And I want you to pray, Brother Woods, for a special blessing for Minister Tillman. Brother Woods? Okay. I don't know if their phones are on mute or what have you. Let me go to Sister T then. The men are not available. Let me go to Sister T. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you. Father God,
I want you to pray for Minister Tillman.
Thank you. Father God, I just thank you for Minister Tillman. We thank you for the work that she's doing out there in Colorado, Father God. Father, we ask you to cover her ministry now with your blood, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to give her the desires of her heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you because everybody is not in the position to do what she's doing. Everybody doesn't have a heart to give back to the people like she has, Father. And you know her labor, her love is not gone in vain, Father. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, just to continue to bless her finances, bless her home, bless her ministry, and bless those people, Father, that are coming to her. Let them not just get fed mentally. Let them not just get fed with manner, with food, Father. Let them be fed with your word, Father God. Father, we just thank you because there's not many people that will be doing what she's doing. You have to have a heart that is of pure gold to do what she's doing, Father. And we just ask you to continue to touch her ministry and to touch her health and her strength, Father. And we thank you for her being able to come on this line today and minister to us. And she has no idea how she touched us today with the word of God, Father. And we just thank you that she is a woman of God that's working for you, Father, a soldier, just like she said, in the army of the Lord and fighting on the battlefield, Father. Father, we just thank you in advance for the many blessings. We thank you in advance for the wagons that are coming.
Yes.
And I see those wagons, just like she said,
and
they're filled with food, Father God. They're filled with people going to be donating money to this ministry, Father God. Father God, we just thank you in advance. We're thanking you because we believe you, and we believe you in all things. We ask you to continue to cover her with your blood, Father. And we ask you to continue to cover this ministry and all the expansion things that's going on with this ministry, Father God. We just thank you for the word of God, for the men and women of God that come on this line that give their time, Father, in the name of Jesus. You don't know how you have helped us. You have helped us in so many ways, Father, and we just thank you in advance for all that you're doing. Let's just truly be the women and women of God that you created us to be, Father. And in the name of Jesus, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory because you are worthy. In Jesus' holy and divine name we pray. Amen. God knows what he's doing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And we once again, we thank Sister Barbara. We see Dawn. We've had over 20-some-odd callers on here today, so some have dropped off, but we just want to acknowledge those that were on, Minister Mims, Michelle Bryan, Sister Carter, Sister Barbara, Sister Kim, Holly Elder McCoy, Sister Millie, woo, Jeez Evangelist Doris was on, Brother Woods, First Lady Adams. We just thank God for all of you, and I certainly thank you. You just made my day. My girlfriend, Marcia, she just made my day today. Lord God, I needed that little extra lift. And I thank God for allowing her to come on the line and be with us on today. So I'm going back to Sister Minister Tillman, and let her just close us out with a word of prayer. And we're going to close out with something about the name Jesus with Rance Allen. God bless you, Minister Tillman.
God bless you, daughter. God bless you. We're at 1325 East 22nd Avenue. I know you told me to get my address. Denver, Colorado, 80205. Amen. Highways and Hedges.
Give it again. Give us that address again.
1325 East 22nd Avenue.
Okay.
Denver, 80205.
80205.
Okay, that's 1325 East 22nd Avenue, Denver, Colorado. And that is Highway and Hedges Ministries. And the overseer there is Minister Rose Tillman. Amen, amen. Well, God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. We'll see you tomorrow.
I want to get your telephone number also.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm thinking
about 303-725-2670. And I was also going to announce that we do a prayer line before you, right before you, at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. We have it every day, Monday through Friday, it's a prayer line. And it's 305-475-4700. And the access code is 787-662-POUND.
Okay, can you say it again? I heard I had some static. Give us that call-in number for the prayer line again.
605.
Okay.
475.
Uh-huh.
4700.
4700?
Uh-huh. And it's the access code with that one. 787-762-POUND.
787-762-POUND. And what time is that California time, Pacific time?
Your time is 12 o'clock.
12 noon?
Uh-huh. We're on an hour before you.
An hour before me. Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay, well, we certainly will come on and support that prayer line, Minister Tillman, and thank you. We appreciate your sacrifice and everything that you've done to support our ministry down through last year and up until this year. And we thank God for that word on today. Power in Jesus' name. Now, we're taking a pause. We have a different speaker tomorrow. But next week, we're continuing on with that same destiny focus. Power in Jesus' name. And we have a beautiful lineup for next week. These are some speakers that you all have not heard of, that you haven't heard.
Yeah.
So they will be scheduled for next week. We got a straight lineup for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And just remember, on Fridays, it's Provoke Fridays with Pastor Hamilton. So God bless you all. We going right on back and play this song. Have a Jesus Day. Thank you, Sister T. Sure, we love you with the love of God. Sister Pam, Sister Kim.
Two-hand wave.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
alone. I got some more news for you. At the name of Jesus. Every knee is gonna have to bow. You don't have to wait till the fire comes. Show me what you're working with. You can clap your hands. Praise him now.
God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. We love you. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.